talking this morning about getting the outside of your house all spiffed up, tuned up, and made look beautiful. We spent the last half hour speaking with Nathan Angel of Bellegarde Pavers on getting the pavers down. Now I'd like to leave pavers and let's go to the vertical structures and maybe some of the other components that are wrapped into the backyards as well.
Absolutely. We can talk about that. I want to, if we can, just 1 second before we leave pavers.
Talk about
permeable pavers.
Oh.
So everybody's, recognizing it seems to be a hot topic as of late here in Arizona. I've been talking permeable pavers for 10 years now, but it's finally seeming to be a hot topic, both at the even at the state legislature level.
Interesting.
So, you know, permeable is going to be one of the biggest things and trends that we're going to start seeing, and for hard word to say sustainability, in terms of being able to return water to the ground table, or even Arizona homeowners tired of all those huge irrigation bills, put a tank in, use that water to recirculate and water your plants with it.
A tank in harvest. With pervial pavers?
Yeah, so
you'd have to excavate down, put in a pan, put in your ABC base or whatever base, your sand base, then your paver. So the water would leak through, hit that pan, and go into a tank?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's all going to be – the biggest thing difference with permeable pavers is the paver is essentially the same. You're getting that nice, big, durable, high PSI surface, long-lasting. But it's got expanded spacer bars on it, so it's making the joints wider. We're going to fill that with rock. And then we're also going to be putting open graded base in, so it's all rock. We don't want ABC or sand in it because that's going to clog up the system. So we use all open graded rock. Water travels down. We can either have a liner in there with a pipe moving it to some sort of tank somewhere, or you can even buy a lot of landscape supplies now. They're selling tanks that are weighted enough for the weight. Everything drains back down in there. It's got a pump. You pump the water back out of it. So you're using all that rainwater that just fell on all your hard surfaces.
When we saw pavers kind of take over the outside hardscaping back in the 90s, late 90s, early 2000, whatnot, I was under the mistaken impression, this will be good because the water won't just rush off. Yeah. I was surprised when you told me how little water penetrates a paver patio.
Yeah, sand's only got a 2-3% permeability factor, so it's virtually impervious. It's going to run off. That's why we've got to have our slope set just right.
It runs off just like it runs off a concrete slab.
It does.
And it doesn't recharge.
Nope.
So then y'all came up with these pavers that have a little bit larger spacer. And when we're talking about a little bit larger, what's the size of the sand joint?
Generally, we're moving from what would be normal sand joint at a 16th of an inch. We're going to 3/16ths an inch or a quarter inch. It's going to be most of them because that keeps us ADA compliant on most surfaces. So even commercially, we can use those pavers.
Very good. So these go in, and then a filler sand is rolled over the top and swept in and brought up flush. And now that joint creates an opportunity for the water to re-enter the ground table.
Yes, except again, I'm going to emphasize it's not sand. It's actual rock. It's clean rock.
Okay.
In the joints, it's going to be a supplier. If you're going to go to a rock supply, we always go by ASTM numbers. It's going to be a number 8, a number 9, or a number 89 is what's going to fill in that joint.
Okay.
So any of the rock yards would be able to say, oh, yes, I do, or I don't have that material. Certainly give us a call if you're getting into the permeable. It's going to be a little bit more of a unique job than we've been discussing this morning already. So certainly we can walk you through those steps and get you set up with the right suppliers.
And with a 3/16 diameter or less rock in that groove, do you have problems with a rain and a wind and a storm? I mean, do those migrate up to the surface at all, or does it stay pretty clean once you're in?
It stays clean. It's going to drain all. You're going to be amazed at how much water one of these systems can take.
And so permeable pavers are going to be the next big wave.
Yes, absolutely.
As well they should be.
They really should be, especially when we live in a climate like we do that's very arid. We don't get enough rain, but we need to capture and collect and reutilize. Now, the great thing about a permeable surface, permeable pavers, is that the rock's going to act as a filtration system, so that water's really clean.
Okay. Very good. And these are available residentially, just like the regular pavers.
Absolutely. And some of them, you know, our normal residential pavers, because of the joints we've designed into them anyway.
Yeah.
Some of the exact Belgard pavers you're using today could be made permeable easy.
Okay. So we've talked our way through paver installation. Now, how about if I want some features out there, lighting, a fire pit?
A lot of our – first of all, we have the Belgard elements available to you. So that's our systems of fireplaces, fire pits, pizza ovens.
It's a product line, it's elements.
It's called elements, and they're pre-built. What's really nice is that, you know, it comes on a pallet, forklift, or crane it into the backyard on your established AB base. You don't have to pour concrete.
You mentioned a fireplace. You mentioned a pizza oven. How many elements are in the elements? How many product lines? Different.
Well, different styles. There's four different styles available to you right now, and then I would say there's in each style there's two to three main elements, and then a couple will have some additional items.
And color variations and finishes and.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Great, easy project for even a homeowner to do, sort of on their own, because. We can recommend a crane company that's got experience with our items. If you can lay the pad, they can crane it right into place for you.
And if either of these are in your plans for your yard or, you know, whatever area you're developing, this is almost the first piece that goes in, and then the pavers would come back.
Absolutely,
to it.
Yes.
You want to get a gas line piped in if it's going to be a gas. Do the elements have a gas option? I mean, you could easily pipe in a gas versus traditional wood fire?
Absolutely. All of the wood boxes on the fireplaces, although they are sold as wood burning, are easily convertible with a log kit and can be gas. We leave a couple of the block out of the back as an access panel for the plumber to come in and pipe the gas in.
And even if you don't have the intention of putting the gas in, it's too cheap to not plumb that pipe in there for that option, whether it's a feature when you're selling it or, you know, you decide, man, this chopping wood's a pain in the neck. If we just turn the key and throw a match and have our fire and it'll burn till we turn the key off, it's a lot easier doing that when you've got raw dirt versus once your paver is finished.
Oh, yeah.
And you can't underestimate running your utilities, and not even just a gas line. Run some electrical line out there. Run a water line out there. You may find yourself later adding on a kitchen or wanting a hose bib somewhere to hose off the patio and clean it. And the electrical line for lights, or if you want to plug in an evap cooler later. You can't under-engineer your infrastructure.
sleeve.
Every one of our contractors puts in a ton of sleeves, more sleeves than it's going to be needed, because the homeowners are going to thank them later for it.
Absolutely.
And that's a great jumping off point to say, if now we're all of a sudden we're adding in a lot of stuff that you're like, oh, that's all Greek to me, but I know I want it all. You know, again, get with a Rosy partner. They're all ICPI certified, and a matter of fact, all your Rosy partners are also Belgard authorized contractors. So they come with our full gamut of services that they can offer between our Belgard Design Studio, giving you 3D drawings, even in virtual reality.
Talk about that. Talk about what a homeowner can get from one of these Belgard paper certified contractors.
Well, with our Belgard Design Studio, what we call BDS, we basically take photographs of your entire house. And what you kind of want in the backyard, the contractor will do a drawing. He'll send it to our team in Atlanta, where they're going to digitize all that using Google SketchUp. And next thing you know, they're getting back a 3D fly-through or a 3D drawings. And now we can even do that in virtual reality with the goggles. And now you're essentially standing in your own backyard, what it will look like. It's amazing what technology is given. You know, we know a lot of our homeowners they can see it on paper. They can see it in our catalog. But they can't see it in their own backyard, and this has really been able to transform folks. We've got a partner up in Prescott who has ordered 3 of the goggles from me already, because his one job that he used, and we have these little cardboard guys where you can strap your phone in and use it.
Yeah.
But he's like, I need these real goggles, because as soon as the homeowner saw it, the lights went on, $20,000 sale, it was done.
Yeah.
And he's like, I need this. So fantastic. And then there's also the financing. So, you know, as Romy, as you were talking about, you know, having to, you know, plan for the future, maybe you don't maybe want to, you don't have the finances to do the whole entire job. Well, our authorized contractors can also give you a Belgard preferred financing, which is same as cash for a year. So if you know that you've got, you know, a tax return coming at the end, you know, at the end of the year,
you're trying to get this done ahead of a wedding or a big party or an anniversary.
Our recommendations are always based on, you know, colors, changes in, you know, in different in our aggregates. Get it done all at once. Have your dream backyard right away. Buy now, pay later.
Okay, I get that. Because over the course of 8 to 10 years, that same paver ordered in the same color could have a subtle difference to it.
Absolutely. Now, we can do some clever things with cleaning and sealing to kind of bring them back together a little bit, but still.
Getting the material from the same batch.
Really is key.
Okay, you've just hit on the second thing I'm asked most often about pavers. First, can I park something heavy on it? Second, do I need to clean and seal them, or are they completely maintenance-free? What's your take on that?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
They can be maintenance-free. It just depends. Are the aesthetics something that you are buying them for? If it's just for function, I need to park my RV on something, mm-hmm. and I'd rather have it be pavers because it allows for the flexibility to change or add on later much more than concrete does. And I just want to go with, you know, gray, and I don't really care.
Mm-hmm.
They are maintenance free.
Okay.
Occasionally, just check the level of the sand in your joints. Now, if you put in polymeric sand in the joints, you're done. You never have to do anything.
Okay.
If you want to maintain the aesthetics and the color is something that you're most proud
sensitive of. Sensitive about.
Then absolutely they should be at least cleaned. I recommend cleaning them with an acidic-based cleaner that's made for concrete pavers.
Okay.
Doing that after every monsoon season. So
okay.
Both temperature-wise, because we can't do it when it's too hot.
Okay.
But also because, obviously, we've gotten all that dust and nastiness blowing around all late summer. It's a perfect time to really get them deep down cleaned.
What is the cleaning problem? You, with the sand, you wouldn't want to power wash the patio, would you?
No, I'm not a fan of power washers. Okay. Unless they've got a real professional system, hot water, you know, whisper wash system, which is sort of a walk behind, looks like a floor scrubber. That stuff you can, you know, is fantastic, but okay. not a wand.
Okay.
So a simple hose and buying the what we call efflorescent cleaner or paver prep, diluting it to the proper dilution, which is right on the can, or you can actually even buy a nozzle that we sell that'll dilute it for you.
Okay.
Right out of the hose. A little bit of elbow grease, not much. Hosing it off, big heavy rinse, and now you would not believe night and day what those pavers are going to look
just
like.
Just doing that.
Yep.
Okay, and then if I want to keep it that way.
A couple of sealers that we would recommend. Tecmaseal has what's called IN or invisible. Fantastic. I feel it's the best sealer ever created or on the market. It'll last 3 to 4 years in Arizona, and it stands for invisible. So it's like an invisible protection. It's
nice.
Breathable, penetrates into the paver, and it'll beat up water for a long time. And
we're here creating your beautiful outdoor hardscape with Nathan Angel of Belgard Pavers.